Humility is one of the most misunderstood concepts. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We continue on our series of Kabbalistic emotional training, exploring the seven emotional layers of our soul. So today, and this is part six, but we explore the fifth layer, the fifth emotional layer, and it's called Hod. Now, the word Hod in Hebrew can be actually translated many ways. It can be humility, submission. It can also mean agreeing, and sometimes it can also come from the word gratitude. The truth is that all of these translations are actually connected. So this is the fifth emotional layer, and we've talked about the first four. Chesed was giving, Gevurah was holding back, love, discipline, and so on. Tiferet, the coming together of both, as we talked about last week, looking at what needs to happen, not my response, but being able to put two opposite emotions together. Then Netzach, which was ambition and winning, as we talked about in the last one. And this is the opposite of Netzach. Netzach's on the right, and this is Hod. Now, we'll talk about how it actually relates to ambition and how they work together, but let me just explain the various translations first of Hod. Like, gratitude and humility actually go together, and so does submission and surrender. Good surrender also goes together. When are we truly grateful? When we don't give ourselves credit for everything. When we are humble to know that we need other people, and ultimately, we need God to give us all that we have. Our prayers are filled with the concept of hoda'ah, of thanksgiving and gratitude towards God, recognizing and acknowledging that everything is from Him. To get to a place of gratitude, it requires a certain amount of humility. So, Hod is the emotion of gratitude, which for the most part is a really, really good thing. The idea of surrendering to Hashem, to God, is also a good thing. And the concept just of humility is always an amazing part of our life, to be humble, to submit to something higher than ourselves, therefore to have gratitude and acknowledge that He's the source of all blessing. All that is fantastic stuff. However, we need to understand that humility is sometimes the most misunderstood concept. Because often people think of humility as someone who's humble, as someone who thinks very low of themselves, someone who's maybe insecure. And we struggle sometimes to understand the difference between true humility and humility where we bash up ourselves, we beat up ourselves, and we become what they call in Yiddish a shmata, right? Like a rag. Now, here's the interesting concept that in the Torah describes Moses as being a very humble person. In fact, the Torah says, Ve'ha'ish Moshe, Moses was the most humble of all people. And don't forget, the Torah was transcribed by Moshe Rabbeinu. God asked him to write this, including asking him to write things like that he was a very faithful servant of God, and ultimately that there was no other greatest, he was the greatest prophet, and no one was greater than him. So there's always that famous question, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was humble? And there are many answers given. And one of them go like this, and it goes to the heart of what humility is. Humility does not mean to deny and not to acknowledge one's own strengths, talents, skills, spiritual success, material success, whatever the case is. But it does mean to be humble about it. Moshe Rabbeinu was humble for a few reasons. First of all, he acknowledged and he understood that his strengths come because he was a lofty soul. His success came because he was given that opportunity, and that opportunity didn't come from him. He didn't achieve it. He didn't make it. It was God-given. It was given to him by God. His choice was just to use it out properly. Furthermore, he believed that if someone else would have the same opportunity, the same soul, the same strength, the same spiritual connection that he would have, maybe he would do a better job. In fact, sometimes it's explained that Moshe Rabbeinu saw into the future. He was shown a vision of all the upcoming generations. And God showed him our generation, where spirituality is on an all-time low, where the struggle to have good values and clarity and moral clarity is difficult, where there's a lot of distorted thinking and there's wars, spiritual wars, against religious connection, where God is most concealed in a very strong way, where we don't have miracles like splitting of the Red Sea, we don't have a temple, times of exiles, where people, there are physical threats and spiritual threats. And yet he saw the Jewish people, and he saw Jews going to shul, and he saw Jews doing a mitzvah, and he saw Jews still connecting with God, and he felt humble because he said, well, they just don't have that opportunity that I have. They don't have the closeness that I have. And if I was like them, who said I would do a good job like them? So all of that was part of his humility, but at the same time, he knew who he was, and he knew how to be assertive about what he was. He knew how to be a leader and a strong leader because he was given the opportunity, he was given the mission, he was given the talents, and he was given the strengths and the capabilities of doing it. And he used it out, and he knew that he was capable. But he felt it wasn't from him. He felt connected to God. He felt he was totally a conduit for God's blessing, and therefore he was able to make room and to feel humble before others. And that's a very lofty thing, but the same should apply to all of us. We're all given strength. We all have competencies. We all have skills. We all have successes. Yet humility means to understand that we don't operate independently, but we are part, we haven't achieved this on our own. We haven't created this success on our own. We are part of a much greater and infinite being. We are an extension and a conduit of God's blessings. And therefore, there's nothing to feel arrogant about. We need to thank God for giving us that opportunity. We need to feel humble before others. And we need to make room for other people's success and other people's talents and other people's opportunities as well as ours, because we're all part of the same infinite being, infinite experience, which has room for lots of people. In fact, we know that where arrogance often comes, the opposite of humility often comes from an insecurity. In fact, we know that the superiority complex and the inferiority complex actually is the same complex. It's all about thinking that we act independently, that this self of mine is where it begins and ends, and therefore it's very fragile, and I have to do everything I can to protect it, including being arrogant, pushing other people away, including being threatened, not allowing other people in, not making room for other people, which sometimes manifests itself in extreme arrogance, and sometimes manifests itself in an insecurity that I'm nothing, so I'm not even going to start. Humility can be the source of great achievement, knowing that you have the strength and it's not yours, you were given to it, and you have powers and blessings from the infinite God so that you can achieve, but you achieve it in a way where you're able to make room for other people as well. Which leads us back to last week's Netzach, ambition. Netzach has a few things. It's a power to win over an internal spiritual struggle, which is so critically important. But it's also the concept of ambition, which is also important. It's important to achieve, it's important to do, it's important to overcome, it's important to grow and aspire to reach heights that we've observed by others. That's like good jealousy and good ambition. But it's got to be countered, it's got to come together with hod, humility. It's got to be, it can never happen by pushing other people aside, by undermining other people. It's got to come with humility, knowing where our place is, making room for other success as well. Understanding that it's all God-given. And understanding that our opportunities come from him, and therefore we surrender to him. Surrendering is not a weakness in this. People think surrendering is also a bad thing. But surrendering is not self-negation, it's about understanding our true self. It's understanding who we really are, that we didn't make ourselves. We are humble enough to understand that surrendering to God gives us the opportunity to grow, to become part of something much greater, much more infinite. That's what Hod is. And when we have Hod, then ambition works really well. So Netzach and Hod work together, as does Chesed and Gevurah. So that's what Hod is in a nutshell. It's humility, it's submission, it's surrender, it's humility, it's all of those things, including gratitude, which all make for a very healthy person. An understanding of humility, it makes for good relationships, it makes for the ability to include other people and to be assertive, but in a humble and true and good way. Let's internalize this. Relax and close your eyes when you're ready. just feel calm if you can, and try to become aware of yourself and pay attention to your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Just if you wonder, just bring your mind gently back and just focus and connect to the rhythm of the life. Each breath, each infusion, each inhalation, exhalation. Try to feel it, connect to it, be aware of it. Each distinct breath brings us a new infusion of life, keeps us alive, gives us our self. But what does that mean? As you breathe, remember that breath in Hebrew is neshima, same word as neshama. As you take each breath, just for a few moments, don't think only of the physical life energy you absorb, but the soul energy that you connect to. With each neshima, with each breath, connect to your soul. The soul has many layers, where some of our talents, achievements, abilities, capabilities live. But just as you breathe, and breathe maybe a bit deeper, lean into your depth of your soul, connect to who you really are, the deepest part of your neshama, the spark, the essence of the neshama, which is a godly infusion, an infusion of infinity, an infusion of purity that is godly and reminds us that's where everything comes from, that's who we really are. We are part of a greater being. We are a conduit for everything that He gives us. We surrender to Him as a strength. We are humble and make place for others. We are ambitious, but not at the expense of other people. There's infinite room for everyone's contribution. Remembering our true essence and source, we have gratitude to God for everything that He gives us. Our opportunities are gifts from Him. Our capabilities and skills are gifts from Him. We take it with humility. We implement it and make it work with humility. Come back to where we are, remembering that whenever we're feeling frazzled, whenever we're feeling down, this type of humility should bring the greatest joy, knowing why we are humble, what we're surrendering to, making us stronger, greater, connected to others, making room for others, and achieving true greatness. Have a wonderful day.